start. Me and my broken heart. So give me all your love tonight. I hold my soul, I'm not falling apart. A little, but I'm hoping it might kickstart me and my broken heart, yeah. A shotgun aimed at my heart, you got one. Tell me a part in this song. Why do we call this love? Whoa, oh, oh. Well, I tried to run away, but your eyes beg me to stay. Oh, why do we call this love? Whoa, oh, oh. Well, it seems like we've been losing control. Well, somebody tell me I'm not alone. But when I say all I need's a little love in my life, all I need's a little love in the dark. A little, but I'm hoping it might kickstart me and my broken heart. So give me all your loving tonight. I hold my soul, I'm not far apart. A little, but I'm hoping it might kickstart me and my broken heart. Whoa, whoa. Me and my broken heart. Whoa, whoa. Me and my broken shotgun aimed at my heart, you got one. Tell me a part in this song. Why do we call it love? Whoa, oh, oh. Once I am, tell me you need me tonight. You make it easy, we try. Why do we call it love? Whoa, oh, oh. Well, it seems like we've been losing control. Well, somebody tell me I'm not alone. When I say, well, all I need's a little love in my life. Well, all I need's a little love in the dark. A little, but I'm hoping it might kickstart me and my broken heart. So give me all your loving tonight. I hold my soul, I'm not far apart. A little, but I'm hoping it might kickstart me and my broken heart. Whoa, whoa. Me and my broken heart. Whoa, whoa. Me and my broken. It's just me. It's just me. It's just me. Me and my broken heart. All I need's a little love in my life. All I need's a little love in the dark. A little, but I'm hoping it might kickstart me and my broken heart. So give me all your loving tonight. A home is so I'm not falling apart. A little, but I'm hoping it might kickstart me and my broken heart, yeah.
That was Crystal McMullen on the Worst Little Podcast.
Who wants to be famous?
The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Nope, Mr. Dowd is on vacation. This is Cadillac Kim podcasting live from the recent past at Dogwater Studios in beautiful Reno, Nevada. With me on this week's Worst Little Podcast, I have my good friends Lane and Mel. We've also got Dogwater Dick in Studio B, Dimples the intern, and last but not least, we're excited to have newcomer Crystal McMullen in the house for our last Women's March show. It's a family reunion this week on the Worst Little Podcast.
Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Yeah.
Hey, I didn't fuck it up.
You did that so good.
Shit.
You did that so good.
So they've been trying to get me.
Does anybody have like old school radio experience with like you know what I'm talking about? The DJ was supposed to talk up the record and stop right at the post. She nailed that.
Yes.
That was good.
She nailed that.
I've been doing this podcast for 2 years now, we just figured out, and I've never once, I've always managed to get out of doing the intro. because Nick or Rory, and the one time that nobody else was here, Rick did it.
Oh God! Like, and I looked at her. I was like, well, why don't you just try it? It'll be fun, and we'll do it a few times. We can do it over if you screw it up. And she looked at me, and like her tears rolled up in her eyes.
I was like, I can't
don't,
do it.
Don't make me do this.
Was like, and so he did it. He did it for me. And
but
that was
you
very
nailed
nice.
It.
Yeah, I nailed it.
Nailed it.
That's what she said.
Okay, and now we will expect you to do it all the time.
God damn it!
All right, no, I'm sorry.
Anyway, hi. This is Cadillac Kim. Nick and Rory are both on vacation this week, and Chewy's out of town. But we've
it's
got
just
some
us.
Awesome. It's just us.
Woo-hoo.
It's just me and Rick, and we've got some awesome guest hosts / personalities in the room. We've got Melanie, who was here a couple of weeks ago.
Melanie,
hey.
And we've got Lane Snyder from KWNK.
Hello.
And then we've got from the Reynolds School of Journalism,
Drew Winkelmeyer. Yep,
Drew Winkelmeyer.
That's me.
And then we have the lovely Crystal McMullen.
Hello.
Who you just heard sing.
You just heard sing. And that was lovely. That was really nice. Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
And because it's Women's March, I put Drew, the only male, in the tiniest, most diminutive chair that I could find.
Thanks for that.
And he also has the shittiest mic.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that's okay.
Like, this is what it's like.
I hope to
this
do
is what it's like, Drew.
This is what it's
possible.
Like being a woman.
Right. Uh-huh. Stay back down there where you belong.
Oh, okay.
Nobody cares about your opinion.
I'll roll with the blues. I'll roll with it.
Oh, my God. So many jokes. I'm holding it
Don't
in.
Hold him in. This is not a time to hold it in.
He didn't even know he was going to be talking on the show.
I showed up and they said, we're going to give you a mic. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Expect the unexpected.
I guess.
Surprise.
Also, welcome to being a woman. There you go.
Oh my gosh. Well, this is a little bit of a family reunion. I've known Mel and Lane for a very long time, and then Dimple's the intern. We are all very good friends, and this is kind of weird, but awesome at the same time. So, yeah, Lucy, 2 weeks ago, she was like, I'm not really sure how comfortable I am with my, like, teenage son knowing my friend's sexual histories, but okay.
Sorry. Sometimes
oh, that's
like
right.
That.
But she said LOL at the end, so I think she was joking.
Okay.
But I mean, like, he's 19. He's an adult.
Right. Well, and Lane, do you have, like, terrible stories about when Dimples was an awkward teenager?
Literally.
All of them? Oh, God.
If I could count.
She can't count.
Yeah. It's actually never passed the second grade.
It's a dirty family secret. There's no counting.
And you just exposed it like that? What's up?
This is what we're about.
It's about honesty. Story. It's about honesty and vulnerability, Lane.
We're so dumb. No, don't tell any embarrassing Dimples stories.
I think she totally should.
Should we wait until Dimples gets here so he can defend himself?
No. I wanted to have him before he's here so that he doesn't know what happened.
She doesn't want to tell a Dimples story.
I met Lane 10 years ago when Dimples' mom was dating Lane's dad.
Oh, interesting.
Fun.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, that's the connection. Okay. I thought it was Jerry who was dating
Lane, who is your
Dimples'
dad?
Jerry Snyder?
Jerry Snyder. I don't think I know him.
Oh, gosh.
But I know your mom.
Yeah,
she's amazing.
They were
we
married
just found out that we know your mom. It was like, it's like Facebook has connected us, and we had no idea. I met Kim on Facebook.
Yeah.
I got tagged in a post, and then I was like, I've seen you in your mom's photo on
your
Facebook.
Mom.
Your mom. And so
everyone
it's like,
knows
wow.
My mom.
It's kind of creepy when you know people from Facebook, you know? But look, we
it
can
is,
meet
yeah.
each other now.
Especially not even like their actual Facebook.
Yeah.
It's always your kid on
exactly.
Facebook.
No, I think speaking of that post that you were tagged in, so a couple of months ago, I posted on my personal Facebook page asking like what everybody's favorite female singer-songwriters were because I was trying to cook up like the bands and stuff that I would
the
invite
best
to
women's
come
march
on.
Ever.
I was. And I was like... Yeah. And so Crystal got tagged, you know, multiple times. And I was like, okay, I've got to reach out. I think you reached out to me at first, I think. Somehow this happened.
Probably.
And that's how you ended up on the show.
Yeah.
But I had an amazing response to that post. Something like 110 different comments on that post, tagging everybody and their grandma. And it was freaking awesome. And I can't wait to have, and I am reaching out to all of the people who were tagged in that post to eventually have them all on the show because I would really like that. But originally we were supposed to have Crystal play with some other singer-songwriters in Reno, but some stuff happened and they couldn't be here. So it is just us.
You're stuck with us. You guys are stuck with me. Listen.
We are happy to be stuck
with you.
Surprise! Can you tell me a little bit about yourself, Crystal? Like, how old are you? We'll start with that.
Oh, we're going there. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, so, just because you seem relatively new to this scene. Like, I haven't seen
you around. What? I'm actually not. I'm 33 years old.
Really?
Yeah,
you look like
you're 20. I know. I'm hanging on. I'm trying to hang on. Listen. But no, I've actually been a professional working musician in this town for like the last 5-6 years. And but I play a lot of the casinos. I play a lot of I kind of play everywhere, but a lot of my gigs are in Tahoe or mostly like at Harrah's or just like Silver Legacy.
So places tourists would go and the locals don't necessarily tend to frequent those places.
Yeah, but I do play a lot at Keogh Irish Pub. I just played there last week.
I just saw that. Yeah.
And everywhere I'm playing at Picnic coming up. I never played there.
When is that?
That's a great question.
We'll look it up and link it in the blog.
So
don't worry about it.
That's next month. That's in May. April, I'm playing at Rue Bourbon.
Oh, yeah.
But I do play at the Hard Rock in Tahoe a lot. So it's kind of just, I'm just kind of everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I was in three bands at one time. I used to sing at the Polo Lounge in a duo called Gemini Duo. I don't know if you guys have been to the Polo Lounge, but.
We were just there on Valentine's Day. We
were there together on Valentine's Day.
Is that some kind of weird swingers club?
Shout out Polo Lounge.
It's a cougar bar.
Cougar bar!
Yeah. It has, new owners, but when I sang there, it had been...
Drew, are you paying attention?
Oh,
you could go to get your own cougar.
Yeah.
I'm trying to. I'm trying to pay attention.
Drew, I thought you meant you were trying to get a cougar.
I'm spoken for it. I can't be on the prowl.
Because you know, cougars will pay for everything. Does your current girlfriend do that? Mama?
No, right. She does not. Nope.
See? Sorry.
That sounds far too egalitarian. Like. Yeah. You must respect her a lot.
The Polo Lounge is like a good, healthy mix of like, or at least it used to be like bachelorette parties with just like older men. It's kind of a random bunch, but I love it there. But anyway, my point was so I used to be in a lot of different people's bands all at once, and then I decided just to be my own band, and I also created a duo. It's called Crystal Paul. We play a lot at the Sapphire Lounge at Harrah's. We're going to play there next month. I think it's the 19th and the 20th. So just kind of been around doing my thing. I'm also working on my first EP right now.
Nice.
I make a lot of my music, so that might be why you haven't heard of me.
Gotcha.
Kind of everywhere, but not where you probably would hang out.
Yeah.
I don't know. Not where all the young kids are.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to your show at Picnic. I'm there all the time.
Yeah,
That's a really good place for singer-songwriters, I think. It's a good venue.
Yeah,
I heard there's a lot of earwigs down there.
There's no earwigs, Chewy. Everybody, that's Chewy, by the way. Hi, Chewy.
Fuck you, guys.
Chewy listens. Chewy is our other co-host who is often gone for work, but he listens every week.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, girl.
So let's all say hi to Chewy.
Hi, Chewy. Chewy.
Hey, girl.
We miss you. He'll be back next week, I think. Hey, girl.
He said, hey, girl.
We have so many Chewy drops that's basically like he's already here.
It's difficult during Women's March, though, because most of his drops are really offensive.
They are, yeah.
And so I can't play like, you know.
Yeah, don't do it.
Might see some naked college chicks.
Yeah, don't do that.
Or like when Nick's here.
Nick also likes shit.
I love how you're like, it's really offensive, but I'm going to play it anyway.
That was being played as an example.
Like, there's way more offensive ones. Don't play those.
Yeah. So you play a Picnic and stuff.
That'd be rad.
Yeah,
that would be rad. See, there you go, Chewy.
Uh-huh.
Okay, anyway.
We're going to have a whole show with him not even being here, like you said.
Yeah.
Are you going to be playing with the Loudest Folk group?
Actually, I think I am. I think I just got asked to play that. That's coming up, right? Any day now.
The anniversary is the 4-day little festival thing at Picnic
to play that. My friend Rachel, she is in Failure Machine.
Of course, Rachel, we love Rachel.
Yeah. Rachel Bot, Rachel.
We all love Rachel so
Shout
much.
Shout out Rachel. She is pretty phenomenal.
And she's been on this show before. Have you listened to her episodes?
No, I am really bad at life and I just don't listen to a lot of
anything. I'm kind of living under a rock. I will now.
Well, apologize. If anybody's listening to this and wants to know how to find stuff like that, just go to worstlittlepodcast.com and enter any band that you want to see in Reno or like or whatever in the search bar, and I guarantee we probably have one of their episodes.
There may be two or three shows with them.
Yeah, so Rachel's been on the show many times. Failure Your Machine's been on the show a few times.
Yeah.
Spencer used to intern for Rick.
Ages ago,
but he's run this show single-handedly before.
Yeah, he's
like
the only person who ever recorded the show without me.
Yeah, we love them. They're cool. They're freaking great.
I'm so excited that you're hooked up with Loudest Folk because they actually do the weekly event at Picnic.
Oh, monthly.
Yeah,
yeah. Spike used to do the weekly open mics, but now he just does the monthly.
I used to haul my cookies all the way to Sparks to see that event.
Haul your cookies.
Haul your cookies.
Haul my cookies.
Really? Oh, back in the alley days?
Like Girl Scout cookies? Or like, no, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
No, I was trying to say ass, but nicer.
Oh. Aw, I like it. Haul my cookies.
I'm a little slow. I was like, were they Thin Mint cookies? What happened?
Get more specific.
Little minor double stuff.
Snickerdoodle.
Snickerdoodle. That's the gayest cookie. It's the gayest
God,
cookie.
I wish I had that on video when you were saying snickerdoodle. That was the sexiest anybody has ever said the word snickerdoodle.
I did a shimmy.
She did. It was hot. I might be a little.
I think we could convince her to do it again after the show.
I might need to take a break. Anyway.
But yeah, Loudest Folk. I think I am. I'm right on top of it, huh? I need like my calendar in front of me. Like I am, I think. But no, she definitely talked about it. So hopefully I'll keep you updated.
Yeah.
That'll be cool.
Yeah, Loudest Folk is awesome. God, I remember back in the day when we had to go to the alley.
All the way to Sparks. When we had to haul our cookies all the way to Sparks.
So Lane, let's talk about you for a minute. Not to put you on the spot.
Oh, please do.
So Lane has a show on KWNK, which, as everybody knows, is 97.7. It's a community radio station that is hosted by community members, and they get to play whatever they want, et cetera, et cetera. Is there anything else you can tell us about KWNK? Did I get that right?
That's pretty much
okay.
The gist.
Does it come in good all across the city? And if not, can you get it online?
We can get it. You can definitely get it online. I don't know how well it comes all across the city because I'm never all across the city.
You don't drive around listening to yourself a lot.
Well, I try not to.
I guess
that seems vain.
That makes sense.
But yeah, you can listen to it online. There's live streaming. And if you are a member, which is, I believe, $5 a month or $60 for either
that's
the year
nothing.
Lifetime.
That's nothing. That's
right?
Great.
So amazing. For like
that's awesome.
Hours and hours of wonderful musicians or wonderful like DJs playing wonderful musicians. Mm-hmm. And they have an archive set up with a membership that you could totally access. And it's really wonderful. I love being a DJ on there.
Awesome.
Lane, I understand that the name of the show you host is a pun of some sort or maybe dad joke. Can you tell us about that?
It's very based off dad fashion. It's called Socks with Sandals.
Nice.
You know,
I think it's a terrible look, but at the same time, there are people in Truckee during the summer that I think, God, put some socks on.
First off,
your toes are so ugly.
You can back off socks with sandals because I will continue to wear them until I die.
But you probably have nice feet. Like, there are some people that just have terrible feet, and I'm like, oh, for God's sakes, put some socks on.
I don't know. I don't really compare my feet. Lane, like, I don't know about you. But
Lane has lovely feet, but I think it's more about her hippie roots.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. None of my songs I ever play are hippie at all.
Really? What kind of music do you play?
Every episode is generally a different genre. Like, I had a punk episode. I have, like, a pop-y, very, like, summery episode. I have had an entire Women's Day episode on the 8th, actually.
Yeah, Women's Day.
Nice.
Yeah, it was super cool. Played a lot of like my personal most influential artists that are obviously women.
Like who?
Nico Case was on there.
Yeah.
Dodie. Yes. She's.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
She's really good. I love her. God, who else did I play? I played, I believe, Chaos, or there might have been another episode.
I gotta go and catch up on your shows.
I don't remember any of
it. It's okay if you don't remember.
You're
She's
probably
like,
any of the artists.
You're so much younger than me, and so much more like music is what I do. Like obviously,
honestly,
but
yeah,
I
can't play for.
I'm still just like out of the loop in a lot of ways. The kids are nowhere it's at, and I need to pay attention to the kids.
But you can sing a little bit, Lane. Do you want to sing for us?
Oh, I remember when you sang.
I don't. I don't so know what I was you're talking
at,
about.
I was at...
Sorry, that was my other friend, Lane.
Yeah, definitely.
Should I not say the story about the wedding? How I cried?
Oh, you can if you want.
No, I did. Okay, so I was at Lane's dad and stepmom's wedding. So Jerry and Chris got married a few years ago, and she sang the Book of Love. Wasn't it
By
Peter
the Magnetic
Gabriel?
Fields.
Who was it?
By the Magnetic,
Magnetic Fields. Yeah.
Nice.
Why did I think that was a Peter Gabriel song? I don't know.
But acoustic male voice.
You know
Peter
what?
Gabriel.
It was great. It was so good. And I cried. Yeah. I was sick as fuck that day for the wedding. But I still showed up all dressed up in like costume and crap and like showed up to the generator and I was there for the wedding and I was sweating bullets and I was like, I have a fever. I need to go home, but I'm not going to miss Jerry and Chris's wedding.
It makes me so happy.
So I was there bawling my eyes out with everybody else.
You didn't have to like come. We would have understood.
No, I did not want to miss it.
It was a
I'm
really,
so glad I was
really
there.
Fun wedding, as I recall.
It was super fun.
I had to go home early because I was tired.
You were young.
And
you were not
depressed.
Old enough. You weren't quite old enough to be there.
I mean, you know, not the first time I've been someplace where I wasn't old enough.
That's fair. Like this podcast.
Hey.
Anywho, so this month of shows, this is our last Women's March show. And every March we do, every Monday we have a female band or female lead or singer-songwriter or whatever on the show. This year we had the female cast of The Wolves at Good Luck Macbeth. It's only playing this next weekend is their last 3 days. So it's playing actually Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and I think they have a Sunday matinee. So if you haven't gotten down to Good Luck Macbeth to see The Wolves, it's a play about a women's soccer team. So it's an all-female cast led by really, really strong Reno actors and a female director, and it's really great. Go support Good Luck Macbeth.
Man, and this is the first Good Luck Macbeth play that I've missed in months and months and months.
Well,
but I'm working every night.
Oh,
I haven't been able to get away. It's been awful.
Well, that's good you're working. That's
I guess.
But so we've had like a variety of female artists and musicians and performers of all varieties on the show this year, and then last year was the first year we had it, and it's been like really great people. Like the ratings for this are really awesome. So thank you to our listeners for tuning in and wanting to hear what our female musicians and female artists in Reno have to say. That means a lot, actually.
Amen.
Yeah.
And next week, do we go back to Dumbass Dudes?
That's next week we go back to Dumbass Dudes. Next week, we have Wiley Savage on the podcast. Does anybody know who that is? So does anybody remember the band Merkin?
Yes.
So they're here.
I know.
Did they move to like San Diego?
They moved to L.A.
Oh, they moved to L.A. And then...
All the Strega boys, they moved to
and
L.A.
They're back now?
No, they live in like San Francisco or something now, but they're coming up here to record... And they're coming to play some shows or whatever.
Show.
Yeah, and be on our show. They're coming up here
awesome.
To be on the show.
Wild that Strega is now Walden's.
I know. It's
so
weird.
So crazy. Getting old.
Like, you've partied back there before, right?
Yeah. I think I played at Strega like back in the day. Yeah.
Right before Strega closed, my brother and sister-in-law came up from San Francisco to visit me. And I think my sister-in-law did acid. She didn't tell me she did, but we're sitting in the back room, like on the couches where the pinball machines used to be back there.
Uh-huh.
And she gets up suddenly. She just like grabs my arm and like shakes me as she just bolts out the back door. I was like, what?
That's acid.
And she's like,
sounds like some
she's like, there's a ghost. I'm like, what? So Strega was haunted, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
It's totally haunted. That's
Give me
what
a
that
place
was.
In Reno that isn't.
Haunted by dead cokeheads.
Probably.
It's haunted if you're on acid. I mean,
everywhere's
that doesn't count.
Everywhere's haunted if you're on acid.
Yeah. But I think everywhere's haunted. Yeah, you can't.
But yeah, those Strega boys will be here on April 1st.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be good.
Not an April Fool's joke. We promise we will actually have a show on that date.
I mean...
But yeah, so thank you for being our last female artist for
thank
our
you.
Women's March month of shows. We really do try to feature female artists as much as possible throughout the year, but a special focus once a year is pretty neat.
Yeah. No, thanks. I'm glad. I've never done anything like this. And like, much respect, it's a little bit harder than it looks. like I was like, oh, I'm talking with headphones on. I should be used to that, but I'm not.
You should be in a band with a drummer. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Then it gets really weird because we have to put the drummer downstairs and
so
you can't
the
look
drummer.
At them.
So is the drummer.
Yeah. But yeah, It's hard work, but it's totally worth it.
Yeah, no, I'm so happy to be here. Yeah.
And awesome. I love your voice. I do. Like, I can't wait to see you more around town.
Thank you.
Do you have, are you going to do that other song?
Yeah, I can
The long one?
The long, yeah. I said I have a really long medley. Okay. Ooh,
let me get my guitar. We like medleys. Here.
Yeah, so this is going to be a medley. It's a cover of everyone's favorite, Kanye West. So, crowd fan favorite, you know. Okay, hold on a second. Let me get it going here.
The suspense is killing me.
I know,
I'm
right?
So excited.
Which Kanye song do you think it is?
I have no idea.
Gold Digger.
Would you even listen to Kanye? Like, what? I don't know. Kanye is like, you either love or hate. It's that's what happens when I announce this song.
You know, I hate to embarrass myself, but that's why I'm here. So really, the only Kanye songs I know are probably top 40. So we just won't
go there.
No,
that's great. It's awesome. This is like an old one, and I kind of flipped it. So here we go.
Well, in the night, I hear him talk. The coldest story ever told. Somewhere far along this road, she lost her soul to a man so heartless. Oh, how could you be so heartless? How could you be so cold as the winter wind? When it breeze, yo, you better remember that you talking to me, yo. You need to watch the way you're talking to me, yo. I mean, after all the things that we've been through, I mean, after all the things we got into. Hey, yo, I did some things, but that's the only. Hey, yo, I said some things, but that's the only. And now you wanna get me back and you gon' show me. So you walk around like you don't know me. You got a new friend, but I got homies. But in the end, it's still so lonely. In the night, I hear them talk. The coldest story ever told. Somewhere far along this road, she lost her soul to a man so heartless. Oh, how could you be so heartless? How could you be so Dr. Evil? You're bringing out a side of me that I don't know. I decided we weren't gonna speak. So why we up at 3 a.m. on the phone? Why does he be so mad and before? Homie, I don't know, he's hot and cold. I won't stop, won't let my groove up, cause I already know how this thing goes. Run and tell your friends that you're leaving me. They say that they don't see what you see in me. You wait a couple months, then you gon' see. You'll never find nobody better than me. In the night, I hear them talk. The coldest story ever told. Somewhere far along this road, she lost her soul to a man so heartless. Oh, how could you be so heartless? Da 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 da. Oh no, well, I've been so heartless, I've been down. You push my soul down to the ground. I've been so heartless, I've been down. You push my soul, oh, oh, oh. My soul, oh, oh. Well, in the night I hear them talk. The coldest story ever told. Somewhere far along this road, she lost her soul to a man so heartless. Oh, how could you be so heartless? Oh, cause I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. Well, this is freaking awesome. I said I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. Well, this is freaking awesome. Shawty, get down, good lord. Oh, baby, got him open all over town. Strictly pissed cause she don't play around. Cover much ground, got game by the pound. Getting paid is a forte, each and every day, a true play away. I can't get him off of my mind, what, well. I think about the boy all the time, what, well. Well, east side to the west side, push your fat rides, it's a no surprise. He got tricks in the stash, stacking up the cash, a blast when it comes to the gas. A bond don't mean average, as long as he's got the habit. Well, baby, you're a perfect 10. Can I get in, or can I get down so we can win? I like the way you're working, no diggity. I got to bag it up, yeah. I like the way you're working, no diggity. I got to bag it up, said. I like the way you're working, no diggity. I got to bag it up, yeah. I like the way you're working, no diggity. I got to bag it up. I'm singing, hey yo, hey yo, hey yo, hey yo, hey yo, that girl look good. Hey yo, hey yo, hey yo, hey yo, oh. I'm singing, hey yo, hey yo, hey yo, hey yo, hey yo, that girl look good. Hey yo, hey yo, hey yo, hey yo, oh. We'll jump on it, let's do it. Ride it on my pony, on my saddles, waiting. So come it, jump on it, jump on it, let's do it. Ride it on my pony, on my saddles, waiting. So come it, jump on it. Cause if you don't worry by way, I went on who I saw. Oh, a club I went to with my homies, baby. Don't worry, you know that you got me. Cause if you don't worry by way, I went on who I saw. Oh, a club I went to with my homies, baby. Don't worry, you know that you got me. I like the way you're working, no diggity. I got to bag it up, yeah. I like the way you're working, no diggity. I got to bag it up, said. I like the way you're working, no diggity. I got to bag it up, yeah. I like the way you're working, no diggity. I got to bag it up. I'm singing, hey yo, hey yo, hey yo, hey yo, hey yo, that girl look good. Hey yo, hey yo, hey yo, hey yo, oh. I'm singing, hey yo, hey yo, hey yo, hey yo, hey yo, that girl look good. Hey yo, hey yo, hey yo, hey yo, oh. Well, in the night, I hear them talk. The coldest story ever told. Somewhere far along this road, she lost her soul to a man so heartless. Oh, how could you be so heartless? How could you be so heartless?
Yeah. And you did it all sitting down. I know you wanted to stand up, but you're just
sitting. Oh my God. Are you getting used to it, or is it still terrible?
No, it's all good. That's like seriously like the long. It's like 10 minutes. If I time it, usually it's like 9 to 10 minutes.
No.
Just it was a good. Weird little
It didn't
medley.
Feel like 10 minutes.
Oh, that's good.
It felt good. Anyway, you know, I feel like that. It was like all the songs from when I was growing up. Like,
oh yeah, yeah. I was so vibing.
I liked it.
I like the way you worked that.
Oh, hey, Melanie is the queen of puns.
Yo, diggity. I would back it up, but I'm sitting down.
Oh. My favorite is the hidden pony.
The hidden pony.
The jump on it pony.
Yeah.
You know why I'm like. That's like my favorite thing.
Yeah,
when
yeah,
you're
yeah.
like, I'm singing at a restaurant, and I'm like, I'm gonna sneak Genuine Pony in here,
and just to see who's paying attention.
Just so I'm cracking up in my head while I'm doing it.
Does anybody ever pay attention?
Oh yeah, it's funny. People actually, a lady came up. She's like, you should call that song Hidden Pony.
Oh,
and I was like, now I do. Yeah,
I might call this Thanks. Episode Hidden Pony.
Yeah, I love. Ooh, I dig it. I
You'll
dig
see.
It.
Oh, that was nice. So, but you've Thanks. Got a couple more for us in a little bit.
Yeah, I'll play an
some
original.
Original. Original, yeah. Does anybody have anything going on this weekend or week they want to talk about? This podcast will be out Thursday or Friday at the latest. I've got a couple of things happening this weekend. We've got Acid Mother's Temple, Elephant Rifle, and
Damn.
Sonic Titan Yamantaka. If I'm saying that right, at
Jub Jubs.
Acid Mother's Temple was apparently like the crowd favorite. They won some awards or some shit at South by Southwest this year.
Nice.
So they're doing the thing. They're touring around. I'm actually really excited to see them. Also that night, Machine Gun Vendetta and Donkey Jaw and Murder Rock are playing at Shays. So
holy shit!
It's gonna be nice. with a touring band called Acid Teeth. I don't know anything about that band, but
if
I
they're
know
playing
the other
with
three,
those other three bands, it's got to be great. Oh, and
so,
speaking of Donkey Jaw, the entire Donkey Jaw crew was here over this past weekend.
Yeah, what'd they do?
Zach Ryan doing another solo project.
Oh, nice.
But he uses the same band. And also Joel, the drummer from Viva Revenge.
Right.
So we had like everybody involved
nice.
With Zach Ryan was here at the house, running around, microphones everywhere, all this stuff. And he tracked five songs, four of which
Damn.
Are awesome, full like drums and everything songs. They're really great.
Just for one weekend?
Zach's, yes. No, Damn. No, not just. And we didn't even use the whole weekend. We did Friday night and Saturday during the day, mixed and mastered them on the spot. And then today he came in and there was like, two or three little, like, oh, put this one part up. Oh, these backups are a touch loud. Just little stuff like that, and it's mm-hmm. done.
Nice.
Done.
When is that supposed to come out? Do we know?
It could be any day because we finished it that fast.
Oh, I can't wait to get more of that.
And Zach is so fucking catchy. And in this set, I had never heard four of the songs, but the fifth song was the last song that he played on the show about the When I'm Dead, When I'm Dead song.
That was really good.
After my funeral song. Mm-hmm. Dude, and when he played that song, we all just like shuddered, and it was the most beautiful song and so amazing. And he almost didn't play it, and it was the last song on the Zach Ryan show. And on the album, that's the only one that's acoustic. He did it acoustic. We tracked it all different. And a little section of the words are actually different. He rewrote a tiny piece of words.
I can't wait to hear it.
So the podcast version is the earlier version that is recorded forever and is different from the one that's going
to
be on the album.
Speaking of recording forever, Rick, do you want to talk to us about what we do here at The Worst Little Podcast and how people can get involved?
Here at The Worst Little Podcast, we archive stuff, like the fact that Zach Ryan wrote a song with different words and then changed it later. And so we archive all of Reno's music and everybody.
Since 2011.
Fuck yeah. Lots and lots and lots of shows. And all these bands break up and fall apart because everybody's a drunk mess. And
That's
so
Reno.
We have to record them while they're together. You know, and so here we are doing all this stuff to make sure that the Reno music is archived. And if you want to support us in that, you could go to our Patreon page, patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast, and give us a tiny bit of a monthly subscription. And if you subscribe at $5 or more a month, you will get a tiny extra bonus show that we record the sound check every day, and it usually has an extra song for ye.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Wait, nice. Giving that to everyone? I thought that
no,
that
just
was
the $5.
I thought that was just for me.
Oh,
I was getting all these sweet emails from Rick.
But
like,
it is for you. And I love when people send me little messages back and stuff.
That's
and
awesome.
Then I'm all, aww. It's so sweet. And I've been getting a lot of good feedback from the people that we're sending it to our
That's
Patreon
great.
Subscribers that they absolutely love it. And you get it before the show, so several days before the show when it's finished mixing, but before it posts, so you know what's going on before everybody else does, and you get extra music. Nobody else gets. Patreon.com/worstlittlepodcast.
That's right. All right. So speaking of Machine Gun Vendetta, sorry, did you have anything else to talk about, Rick?
No, but Machine Gun Vendetta is amazing.
So Machine Gun Vendetta is playing. Also, Matthew Bodie and Andrew Hockenberry formed a band called Lost Idea.
They're so
And so they're Matthew is from Machine Gun Vendetta. He hit me up today and he wants to be on the podcast. So I got him for June 3rd. So Lost Idea will be in here June 3rd.
Sweet.
That'll be really cool. They're really, really awesome live. I mean, it's half of Machine Gun Vendetta. What do you want? It's going to be amazing. So we've got that happening Friday. And then Saturday, actually, don't miss this. This is one of my favorite things like of the year. It's the Beetlejuice 3030 plus one at Picnic Pub and Patio. So every year on the anniversary that Beetlejuice, the movie, came out, they play mm-hmm. it outside on the patio and stuff. And everybody wears costumes.
That's
and they
awesome.
Have like food. And it's like pretty rad. So that's
shake,
happening.
Shake. Sonora.
Exactly.
I love that movie. It's like a classic. It never goes out of style for me, at least.
No, it doesn't. It's fucking
it's
awesome.
A good one.
Then we've got on Monday, Picnic is starting their DJ trivia on Mondays, which we're going to be here, so we can't go, boo. But that's going to be a thing. Kid Rocker Camp is actually happening all next week.
Oh, yeah.
For spring break at
that
the Holland Project.
That is such a cool thing that they're doing.
I know. We know a lot of people who are doing it. Sunday
I'm doing
is
it.
Doing it.
You're well, doing I, it? Oh. Well, I did it today, but I'm helping out with the vocals. But today I just kind of helped in the background. But it was amazing. It was nice. Like, you know, there was like a little kid. He never played guitar before, and we were teaching him Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, and he was, like, picking up on it.
Nice.
It was, like, amazing.
Oh.
And then we, you know, Lucas was helping with show
oh,
him drums.
Him.
And you should check it out. Yeah, it's, like, K through kindergarten through 12th grade, I think.
Oh, nice.
But
mm-hmm.
it's
really
kind of – it is, yeah. So today when I went, it was more, like, little kids there, mm-hmm. which is awesome. But, yeah, so K through 12th, and then it does go through April 5th.
And definitely,
so hype it up. Yeah.
Definitely we'll be sharing that on our Facebook
projects.
Page and our blog.
It's really cool.
We
yeah.
love for the kids.
I love
kids
it.
Kids really need music.
Yeah. Yes.
And
yeah.
I'm just glad you guys didn't go with Kid Fiddler and went with oh. Kid Rocker.
Well, this
stuff.
Is all Lucas's idea. Honestly, hats off to Lucas Young because he really has
we
worked hard
him.
To put it together. And it's awesome. I mean, when I went to school when I was little, not to get like back in the day, I honestly didn't have a lot of music programs, even at high school, you know. And so, yeah, I mean, it's really important that's that cool. kids are exposed to music at a young age.
Speaking of a band that you can just search on our website and find, Lucas has been on the show many times.
Yes.
He's
yep.
been on the show with John, what is their, Cowboy Indian.
Yes.
So if you want to hear their episodes, just search for them too. And then all of this stuff will obviously be linked. And then next Monday, the April 2nd, no, I'm sorry, Tuesday, April 2nd is the Saturday Nights, who I really want to get on the podcast soon too. That is Tim Blake drumming. It's basically like half a slow wow. In the band called Saturday Nights. So they're at 40 Mile. Coffin Cats and Me Time are on Wednesday, April 3rd at Shays, etc. And then,
I love Me Time.
I know. And the biggest news of all is next weekend starts the Loudest Folk 8-year anniversary. 4 days of shows.
Oh, nice.
Nonstop music from
sweet.
Our good buddy Spike.
At
Picnic
Spike.
Pub and Patio. Yeah. So I'll update everybody next week on who's going to play there. But it's just kind of crazy. There's so many people and it's going to
be
awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah. Do you have any shows coming up, Lane? Anything you know?
Not specifically.
What are the kids doing?
What are you doing this weekend? You want to hang out?
Straight chilling, you know? Straight
chilling.
Reno gets one weekend of, like, decent weather and all of a sudden like, hey, let's book some shows.
Oh, totally.
No, I did that yesterday. Like, I was like, it's too fucking nice to be in my house. Like, who's out? And Shelby Paxton was at Noble, so I went down there and hung out with all my scumbag
nice.
Friends at Noble, and we did, like, a little miniature bar crawl all
oh,
over Midtown.
Nice.
It was lovely. And then it got cold, and I went home. That's what happens when you day drink.
You can go
out early. You can go out at 2 p.m. and then be in bed
yeah,
by
totally.
10. Like,
you know,
it's totally
like,
fine. You don't have to stay
yeah.
up till
yeah,
7.
Definitely.
Yeah. Awesome. Did Dimples ever show up?
I don't know. Unless he may be downstairs, like doing nothing. But
I need a beer.
I wanted to say that I would. Oh, make the boy do it.
Oh.
True.
Yeah, you know,
boy, you
I'm
are.
Not, I am not doing anything, so I can be more than happy to go get beers.
Oh, I thought he meant I'm not doing anything. Like, I'm not going to get you fucking beer. I am not doing anything.
I am not going to do that.
Do you know what kind of beer to get, Drew?
A Blue Moon. Yeah.
You know, okay, yeah.
And
she doesn't want
fridge.
She doesn't
oh,
want that crappy
Drew,
Rolling Rock
make
stuff.
Make that too, please, sir.
Hell yeah. You know how they like
it. We should ask Drew about, he is a photojournalism student at UNR. I actually have a broadcast journalism degree.
Do you?
I'm not using.
Nice.
So we should ask him about some, how's, they have a great program at UNR.
They do.
Reynolds School of Journalism, shout out. We should ask him how it's going.
That's what you're doing,
oh,
right?
Oh, are you doing that as well?
No, Lane's stepmom is a professor at the Reynolds School of Journalism. Shouldn't say professor. She's in grad school and teaching classes.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, she's also making like a few video projects that are really dope.
Did the Food Not Bombs. What was the movie called, actually, the documentary? I can't remember.
Anarchist Picnic. Yeah, the Anarchist Picnic was one of 4 or 5 student documentaries that they showed at the end of their semester, and it was amazing.
And they ended up playing them at the punk rock flea market as well.
They did.
It
was quite an impressive setup that they managed to turn the welding shop, the metal shop, into a movie theater.
I think it was my at-home projector.
Nice.
It was like my projector from home. And I was like, wow, okay.
Your family is nothing if not resourceful and industrious.
That is true, isn't it?
Yeah.
I didn't even know who your family was until now, but I'm like, oh, yeah, that's very accurate.
Dude, it's like it's like a 15-minute short movie that you can just find on YouTube called The Anarchist Picnic, and you should watch it because it's really good. It highlights what local activist groups are doing to help combat like homelessness and feed people who are hungry, whether they're homeless or not.
It's pretty amazing, actually, because Food Not Bombs, they don't take a lot of grant money, and they don't classify themselves as a 501c3 because they don't want to be beholden to anybody. They just want to show up, be able to work quickly, and solve problems immediately. Mm-hmm. They go, you know what? It's going to take decades to get a grip on the homelessness problem and to feed people. But we're not doing anything Monday night. Let's go feed people in the park. So they are at Fisherman's Park.
Fisherman's Park, yeah.
Thank
Fisherman's
you. He's
Park.
Back.
Thank you. Every single Monday at
5-ish.
5:30.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
They do good work. And Lane's stepmom, Chris Wagner, made a really cool documentary about it.
Definitely.
What's the name of it again? Sorry.
Anarchist Picnic.
The name alone. I'm like, done. I'm going to have to watch that.
I know the person who made that documentary, Lucia Starbuck.
She's one of the people on that show.
I am working with her on another production for over the summer.
Cool.
So yeah, she is awesome.
She's very talented.
Definitely.
Yeah. Is it Luca or Lucia?
Lucia.
Cheers.
Yeah. She hates it, but it's like the chia
pet. The coolest name, though. Like, I'm sorry.
Is that her real name?
Lucia.
I got an email from her earlier, and I was like,
did you really?
Starbuck, her real name?
Lucia Starbuck.
I'm like, that totally sounds, that's either like a burlesque performer name or a sci-fi.
That's an actual Battlestar Galactica name.
Battlestar Galactica. I'm like, I didn't want to sound too nerdy, but thanks.
It's okay, I'm here.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, you are here. You have like a Doctor Who like TARDIS telephone box in your room, so.
Not it's our board game cabinet now.
I remember that was the coolest thing. So when you guys all lived at Mark Twain Manor, and I had like first started like hanging out with this group, whenever this was, years ago. I walked past, I was trying to go to Melanie's room, and I walked past your room, and I was like, I stopped dead in my tracks, because there's this, like, life-size Doctor Who, like, telephone or police box, like, whatever.
Life-size in quotation
marks.
And
I was like, whose room is that? I want to be friends with them. And then I'm like, oh, she's 11.
Yeah, little did you know.
You were always cooler than me, by the way.
Like, yeah, it was my...
and she always knew it.
Yeah, I know.
That's so wrong. No, yeah, it was my stereo cabinet. Like, I would have my CDs, everything, my record player. And then we moved, and it couldn't get through, like, to my room. And so we just had it in the living room, and we started using it as our board game cabinet.
Nice.
And then I grew out of my Doctor Who phase, so it worked out really
Nobody grows out of their Doctor Who phase.
I grow out of
You'll come back around.
Okay. Yes, you'll be nostalgic when you're older.
You will.
Like, remember when I loved
There's so many things to be nostalgic about these days.
I'm trying to be nostalgic about now.
So how That's long hard. Have you guys all known each other then?
Oh, God.
At least
these
6 years?
Two.
Oh,
these two are like 10.
Yeah, 10 years.
I met Lane 10 years ago.
And I think probably about 6 years.
Probably,
cool.
Yeah,
for Lane.
Probably was like 11.
And then Jerry. I lived with her for 5 years.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, this is
a family
reunion.
You didn't
just meet today.
No.
No.
Not like Drew and I.
That's me with everybody.
And then
me too. It was like, you poor thing. And then we're like, get us beers. It's fine. But, yeah, we were talking about the Reynolds School of Journalism, though.
Oh, okay, cool.
What year are you?
I am like a super senior.
Super senior.
Yeah. Does that mean you've done senior twice?
Were you held back?
No, I wasn't. I played baseball in Idaho, and then when I came to Nevada, I decided to do the journalism program, and I had to basically start as a freshman, even though I was a junior in school.
You know.
So, gotcha.
Yeah.
So, so you're 38.
Like yeah.
You're 38.
Yep.
You're all actually yes, but
got to make this clear.
Yep.
Oh my God. Well, that's cool. You played baseball.
Yeah,
that's,
I played baseball.
Like for what? For who?
17 years I played baseball. I played at Reno High School, and then I got recruited to the College of Southern Idaho in Twin Falls, Idaho.
Oh, nice.
So that's about an hour south of Boise.
Yeah, I know where that's at.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. I partied in Idaho once. And never again.
My team and I, we did plenty of that.
There's this little town called Haley, Idaho. Do you know where that is?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I partied there once with a band.
Cool.
It was a I literally went to Idaho to see Larry and his Flask play because I love that band so much. And they weren't coming anywhere near here. And so me and a bunch of my friends got on a plane and we went there just like last minute. It was crazy and fun. And then one of my friends ended up getting knocked up that night.
Oh, wonderful.
Jeez.
We didn't know. She calls me 6 weeks later freaking the fuck out because we were partying. Mm-hmm. If you know what I mean. Like, it was bad. She was like, my baby's going to be deformed.
Is it yours?
is it mine? No, she had a wonderful, beautiful little baby boy, and he's amazing. And like a little toddler now.
Oh, my God. That baby only exists because of Larry and his flask.
Exactly.
Wow. So, he can say that when he becomes cool enough to know Larry and his flask.
Right. You know who they are, right?
I do. Aww, I do. My father has had a Larry and his flask shirt. Since I can remember.
Nice. You probably should replace it now.
At this point, honestly, there's a few shirts.
Oh, man.
Well, it's funny because you're here because you're doing an assignment for portrait photography, right?
Yeah, I'm doing an assignment for photojournalism. Literally texted Rory this morning saying, hey, man, I really need to get this project done. Is there any way I could come in and take photos of everyone? It's like, yeah, sure, go for it.
Yeah, welcome. Yep, we're glad to have you here.
And I have a really funny story about that, which I was like debating if I should tell, but we're here.
Why not? Tell it.
So I have a broadcast journalism degree, but we had to take photography, and I loved it. But so I was exactly like you. I had like where I was like, okay, I'll do all my assignments like right before they're due. And it was the portrait photography assignment, ironically. And I hadn't done it. And so I think at that point, I think I lived at home still. And my brother, I knocked on his door. I was like, hey, I need you to, we had a white van. It's like, I need you to just stand against this white van. And that's one of the rules for portrait photography is you do not do it outside. You do it against, at least that's what, we'll not name his name, but very highly respected teacher we talked about before.
Yep.
He said, you know, you can't do it outside. You have to do it against a white background. And so I did that. So I bring my brother outside to get a close up. It was a good photo. Like, it was a good photo. No shit, since we can swear on this podcast.
You can swear all you want.
I literally got used as the example of like how to do the photo.
Oh.
And he was like,
wow, the lighting inside looks so much like the sunlight that you did
kidding.
Such a great job.
I am not even kidding. And this is a very significant moment in my life because this is when I realized that everything is bullshit. Meaning this, it's all how it appears, right? So I was like, I will just never forget. That's why when I when you were saying you were doing your portrait photography class, I was like, oh, well, I did really well in that one.
just look like you belong and you can get away with anything.
I have been
pretending to be an engineer for 11 years.
You know, you say that,
you
but
just keep
you're
faking it, and the next thing you know, you're great at it.
You are great at it. And then all of a sudden you have, so Rick, I don't know if you know this, I'm sure you do, but everywhere I go, and as soon as anybody finds out that I work with you here, all they can do is talk about how amazing you are. And how like awesome your work is, and how much they love working with you, and how grateful they are that Reno has a dog water dick. So, in case you didn't know that,
Rick has like a great voice for anything.
Yeah.
Like, he was just talking to me, and I was like, so good. Sorry. Yeah.
Not only that, but everyone talks about how much they love Rick and how sweet he is and how nice he is, which is even better than being good at what you do.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. He's the whole package, and he's single.
Rick, we are really talking to you.
I love you guys.
Do you want me to make you a grander profile?
I would. Because, you know, it would really be great if I could get laid once in a while.
You deserve to get laid once in a while, Nick.
I would.
Or Rick, sorry.
sorry, Nick.
I haven't been laid in so long. It's so awful. And then, like, and then, yeah. And I remember years ago when I did get laid one time, I was super stressed out. Years and I got laid once, and I just was like, oh, my God, my stress level just dropped. Like, it just, that's all it took was just one time, and I feel so... I just need one every 6 months. I don't know.
That's so weird, Rick. So when I have a dry spell for whatever reason, it's fine. As long as I'm not getting laid, I don't
miss
put
it
myself or, out about yeah. it. I don't miss it that much. But the minute I get laid, I'm like, I have to have it all the time. Like, you broke the seal. Well, no, you broke the seal.
But you know, like, I was so stressed out. I was so stressed out and nothing. I couldn't relax. And then just one visit with a friend and bam, suddenly like
wait, visit with a friend. We're doing air quotes in here, all of us. Like,
I,
right.
I need some more friends.
Does anybody have any good like Tinder stories? Because those are always
you missed the
they go
good
so
ones.
Bad. They just those Tinder dates.
I never told you well you we just met the show. So you never got to hear about how I went out with a murderer one time.
No, oh. Like a real
I'll tell the story again, even though it's been covered on a
yeah, I told a boring
podcast.
Photography story. So let's hear the Tinder murder story.
Kim dated a murderer.
Okay, I did.
Not clickbait.
Yeah. Anyway, so like I met this guy, like I was just out by myself. I was like, I'm just gonna take myself to dinner. And then this guy like swiped me and I was like, hey, what's up? He's like, I'm gonna come meet you. And I'm like, cool. We had a nice date. Like we went out, took him to the generator and like he showed me his work because he's a screen printer and I wanted to show him our screen print thing. I don't know. So it was a thing kind of like work and fun. We ended up back at his house. We had all this chemistry, all this stuff in common. It was great. We're in bed. We fucked. Everything was awesome. He's hot as fuck. Great in bed. I was like, what could be wrong about this situation? And he's like, gets real, real fucking serious. And he's like, I've got something to tell you. And I'm like, that is not, those are words you don't want to hear in bed while you're naked with him. And no, anybody, no. Yeah. So he gets up and he walks across his apartment and he pulls open this drawer and hands me a file. And I'm like, what the fuck is
paperwork?
This? I know. No, I was like, what? No, and so, like, I'm going through this.
I'm
going
to need you to co-sign on my loan. That would have been
actually way better, way preferable to what actually happened. So he hands me the stuff, and I'm filing through, and I was like, what am I looking at? He's like, well, I just got out of prison, and I'm like, what? Ooh. He's like, and... he went to prison. It's a long story short. He went to prison when he was 19 for murdering his grandpa while he was on PCP and acid or PCP and meth. PCP and meth. Yeah. Oh, yeah, he smothered his grandpa with a pillow.
Yeah, that's
Crystal, did you hear that?
That's just like, on a first
holy shit. Like, like wow.
I think that's I can't date. Overlook that flag.
It's a little. Messed that's up, isn't it?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
But bump. Oh my god, are you serious? What did you do?
She went back for more.
At first I was like,
did you see her again?
I was like, where's the door? Like, I'm getting my stuff. God. Very slowly putting my clothes back on and inching towards he's like, let me walk you out to your car. I was like, no, I'm fine. I don't need it. I get out the doors and I just like bolt to my car and I sat there for a minute with the doors locked, going, what in the fuck just happened?
Oh my god.
I didn't see him again for like a little bit and like he would text me once in a while. I did. Okay. So he would text me once in a while and I was like, okay. Well, like he served his time. He was really hot, guys. Really hot.
If you saw how cute he was, you would do it a second time.
Rick has seen
him. He's really cute.
You know what?
God damn.
I can't judge a gal.
Yeah. So he picked me up from the bus station when I got back from San Francisco one time and bought me a pizza and we fucked one more time. And that was it.
Oh my God.
Dang.
Dang, though. Closure. Why?
It was fine.
Why did he need to share that, though?
Yeah, you would think.
I know. Questions. Like, why did you tell me that? You could have just like not.
He could have not. He could have just not. He could have just looked. He is one that is not good on paper.
No. He's not good on paper.
You don't need that.
But
paper.
A great guy. And as long as he stays off PCP, and he can't kill his grandpa again.
And
right?
Did he say how he killed his grandpa? I don't even want to know. Yes. But
he smothered him with a pillow.
Oh, he smothered him. That's right. Okay.
With a pillow. Yeah. I mean, I didn't actually think that worked.
Good God.
I thought that was just a thing in movies.
Yeah. Because
like I've had a pillow like over my face, and I'm like, I can still breathe. Like.
We're learning a lot. We are learning a lot about him today.
Welcome to the worst little podcast.
I was
going to
say, when I woke up this morning, I was not expecting this.
Right. You know what? I think you might have the best Tinder story
I have
ever.
A lot more.
Does anybody have a runner-up Tinder story?
Yeah.
Any runners up?
I have a bad one, but my cousin just last night told me, what did he say? He said it involved a prostitute in McDonald's. I have no idea.
What?
And I thought that, yeah. I thought that
sounded
bad.
Where else did you find a prostitute?
Oh, my God. I went on a date. I just had a gig at the Polo Lounge. I was really hyping the Polo Lounge up. And I guess I got paid, and he came to the gig. I didn't ask him. It was like the end of the night, you know? And he was like, can I kiss you? And I was like, I didn't want to kiss him. So I was like, okay, well, I'm just old fashioned and thanks so much. Like, thanks for coming, but like, I've got to go. I hope you have a great night. So anyway, like 2 days later, I get a text from him and he's like, you dropped $100 bill in my car. And I got paid in cash. Like, so I didn't think that I dropped $100. You would think I would remember that. So I was like, all right, well, look.
But you got to ride home with him?
Can I come pick this one?
No. So well, we went, he came to my gig, and then I sat in his car, like, to talk. I don't know. It was weird. Anyway,
oh, okay.
Watch it.
Okay.
I don't like to hang around at my gig, like, with the dude I don't know afterwards. I'm a classy lady. Okay, listen. That's what I'm trying to say. No, I usually just like to get out of there. Anyway, but no. So then I was like, okay, cool. Like, can I pick it up? And he's like, yeah, come over. But it was like midnight. And I was like, I said,
is that $100 worth it?
Yeah.
This is like, he's just done digging the hole in the crawl space. And was like, yeah. You can come over and pick up that $100 now.
Yeah. And I was like, no. So then I was like, can I make a different, like, time? And so he was like, sure. And then he, like, it started to be like a taunting thing, like, well, you should have come over that night if you wanted your $100 bills. And I was like, look, just to not have to deal with you, you could keep it. Nice. And I just let him keep it. But I was like, people are, the men I've met on Tinder are special.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No,
they are
some special,
special
ones.
Breed. So, yeah, anyway, but your story, at least he wasn't a killer. That's not even a joke.
I'm going to show you a picture of him after this podcast, and then you're going to be like, okay. Yeah, okay.
You know that guy that got arrested? Like, it went viral. Like, everybody thought he was
the
super
hot convict. Yeah.
He's like, he better be like that type of hot.
He's close. He's close.
Okay.
Yeah.
My Tinder story was kind of lame.
Like, he didn't even look like he had been in prison. No tattoos.
Yeah.
He was just like, he was very, like, clean shaven. He had long hair.
Okay.
But, like,
no
tattoos. Very, very, like, he kind of did look
not
like
wrong.
Ted Bundy.
They're all
a
very
bit.
Charismatic.
Yeah.
And okay, well. Does someone else have a better one? Mine was lame. Sorry.
I have a fun romantic story.
Yeah, I hear it.
So before I quit drinking, I didn't treat men very well.
Okay.
Shocking.
You know, real about it.
I tried, but you know, there was always my first love, which was booze. Mm. So, right. There was a man. Who took it out on me a little hard. So we saw each other off and on for a couple months, and after it fizzled out, he wrote and self-published a book on Amazon about me.
No.
And he refers...
Yeah. Damn, that's a good story.
It is a good story, and he referred in the book to my pussy as the promised land.
Oh, my God.
And because... I made empty.
Oh my God.
And this wasn't the first book he wrote and self-published on Amazon about me. This was the second book he self-published on Amazon about me.
Oh my God.
Do you know in the Bible they describe the promised land as flowing with milk and honey?
Well,
I just want you to know.
Well, it was not flowing for him.
Oh,
that was
sad.
Not.
Oh, it wasn't good.
I don't remember.
No.
Before I got sober, I never once had sex sober.
But like, the whole book. Like, you know, I've had guys write songs about me. I've written songs about guys, but like a book.
Yeah.
And that's
such a
lot.
Commitment.
That's like many chapters.
Yeah. And there are no metaphors.
Yeah. Oh, my Jesus.
He talks about the lines I fed to him to get him in the sack. And he talks about the way that I acted when I was drunk. But he didn't know I was drunk. He doesn't you don't know.
A book? Okay.
That's some serious dedication.
And the first book he wrote had
I
lines.
I think he's the one with the problem.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I don't know. Poor guy.
No,
two
he
books?
Is.
Jesus
two
Christ.
Books because the first one I made empty threats of litigation because he used my real name and he was very, very, very descriptive of the things I said and the things I did in bed.
Memoir.
So
wow, I'm sorry. That's kind of ridiculous.
It's a funny story now, though.
It is a funny story now.
You two have the best Tinder stories. Oh, or date stories.
I'm glad I can be useful for something.
Yeah. You won the award. Yay. You know, you did that. Yeah.
But, to cover his legal ass, in the second book, he doesn't refer to me as Melanie Dolezal. He refers to me as capital T, capital N, the narcissist. And all of these things that I thought were normal alcoholic things that I pulled on him, he just thought I was full of myself, which really sucks. Because I read this later and I'm like, fuck, I gotta just quit drinking.
Like, this is what I look like to some guy's perspective. Yeah.
This is what I look like to people's perspective when I'm fucked up.
Right.
Wow. I heard that as I took a sip of my Blue Moon and I was like,
Charlie. There's weird shit that alcoholics do that, like, nobody else does.
Okay. Like, what?
I'm sorry.
I feel like we should have joked about that, but well, man, that is an interesting story.
Like, what?
I was at Two Chicks for breakfast super early in the morning. And I ran into a couple. I mean, I didn't know these people, but you know how Two Chicks has those tables that are super close together? Uh-huh. And so I just ended up talking to these people next to me. And they were really fun. They were having a good time. It was early in the morning, and they were just pounding it back. Just pounding it back. And everything that the girl talked about was about booze. Everything was about, I think I need another drink. Well, should we get another drink? Well, let's get another drink. What about this? Well, what if we had this? And I'm thinking,
how many seconds to my next drink?
You remind me of the way I felt right before I had to quit or I was going to die.
I'm going to buy me a drink. Yeah.
They were super sweet people. And they're looking across the street going, you think that bar's open? When we're done eating here, let's go get another drink. What about there? Can we get another drink? Hey, you want a drink? Are you drinking?
Like, those are the people that fall asleep in the chaise booths.
And it's like, it's 9 a.m. in the morning. Yeah.
I love chaise for that, though. Like, I know. You could walk in there, but nobody's going to judge you. Like,
no, that's true.
That's why I like chaise. I mean, I don't go in there a lot, but when I do, I'm like, yes. Like, no one's going to judge you.
Yep. Can't wait to drink.
It's always a good
not yet. Vibe. Young one. No. Are you going to Burning Man this year, Alina?
If I can.
If you can.
If I can.
Oh, because you got school.
Yeah, first semester of college. So.
Wait, you graduate soon? Nice.
I graduate in 3 months.
Oh, hell.
Where do you go to high school?
Two and a half. Reno High.
Reno High? Yeah, nice. Go Huskies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is going to be a big
Some
deal.
I'm not here.
I'm just a little husky.
Actually, me.
I'm a husky.
I went to Sparks. We were railroaders.
Okay. I was a minor. Minogue. Back in the day, before it was like the really, really rich people, Minogue.
I mean, I'm sorry. It's better than the senators. Carson. The senators, man.
Minogue is a great school.
All of these things historically make good sense.
Yeah, I suppose. But they're called the senators.
Except Huskies. There's no Huskies.
Oh. Oh,
yeah. Wolfpack. I mean, it's linked.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's linked.
We do have wolves. It should be the coyotes, because we have more coyotes than we have wolves.
And
anyway.
Honestly? Coyotes are more threatening than wolves, personally.
Yeah, no, they're terrifying and desperate.
I'd much rather fight a coyote, like a wolf, than a coyote. I know he'd kill me faster, but
wolves
at least he'd kill me faster.
Yeah.
Big dog.
Coyotes are just, like, bigger than, like, foxes. They're small, but they're, like, vicious.
Yeah.
Okay. So you would have to be fighting it off longer.
I'd also feel like I'm so connected to coyotes because I'm, like, small and very annoying. Very annoying. I will take your cat for very different reasons.
Because you want to
settle
it?
And I don't want to fight myself. Like, I don't want to, like, hurt something that I'm like, yeah, you and me, like, see eye to eye on being annoying and taking people's cats.
Well, let's
not
go hunt, like, hiking by yourselves.
Why do you always fight me? You're always telling us to fight you. I don't understand.
Okay,
that.
I could take one person.
Because she's
in this
a coyote.
Room. No offense, Melanie, but I could take a total of one people, like one person in this room.
I vote true.
It ain't gonna be me. I got
Let's
you.
Let's go.
I will get
just take him.
Although,
out.
Honestly, like if this was like Wild Kingdom or whatever, and like you were an animal actually hunting me, I would be the one to pick off first because I'm injured and crippled. So I would be the one who died first.
Right. Everybody else would run.
I can't run too fast. I'd be dead first.
Me neither, Kim. I don't know if I'd be a predator at all, though.
In the zombie apocalypse, I would be the first to go, probably.
Yeah. Me too.
That's okay. We'll go together. It's fine.
Aww, love that for us. Family. Yeah.
So are you going to go, not to change the subject, guys, but
please
are
do.
You, no, no. Are so you going to go to UNR?
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys been to the new like multi-million-dollar music building?
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
it's beautiful.
Oh my god.
It's like right across the way. It's right next to the
Yes. Ooh, you have to so go. Beautiful. They just had a grand opening like maybe 3 weeks ago, but it's beautiful. Oh. I don't know if you had been in the
I had not been like
Fine Arts Building. Yeah.
I've never been in there. Yeah. I didn't go to school here, so I missed out on all of this awesome stuff that all my friends know about.
Yeah, it's really cool. And what's really cool about it is they had like it's all donation like based.
Really?
So yeah, nice. Multi-million dollar building.
Nice.
And they have names like when you walk throughout like of all the people that donated money. It's
See,
really
like
if
Lori
awesome.
Laughlin really wanted her fucking kid to go to college, she could have just donated a wing.
Not Aunt Becky.
She could have just given $500,000 to open up a library
she
or something.
Have,
or like the music center.
That's how they did it in the olden days.
Right?
Can we just like, say that, like, is it that hard to get into USC?
Oh, God, dude.
I mean, like I'm
Thank
just,
you.
This isn't oh Stanford, people.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get that. I was right? like,
I know.
Really?
And people are acting like it's the first time someone has used money to get into college.
I know, but like,
right?
but like
yes.
USC?
Sorry.
It's
like,
not surprising. What's surprising,
to Yale. Go to Harvard
what's surprising is that they got caught and in trouble.
Right.
That's what's surprising.
That's like, the only difference.
I'm like, it's not Yale. It's not like Ivy League. It's fucking
like,
USC.
It's
it's a
I
party
paid,
school. Like, yeah, it's not.
Like let's be honest. She wasn't going to go to a lot of classes if she went.
No,
oh,
she
no,
actually
she,
said that on
she
her
did.
YouTube
yeah.
channel.
Yeah.
She said, I'm going to USC just strictly for my YouTube channel. So
yeah, I just
want
to go
content.
To, like, football games and, like, I don't really care about school.
I want to tell you guys all about it.
I'll be gone for work. Air quotes.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, it's interesting. I feel like it's if my parents were like, "Hey, we don't believe that you're smart enough to just get into college by yourself," I would be like, so that would really like hurt me emotionally.
Yeah.
Like,
screw you,
like,
mom.
Yeah, I would be like, "Why don't you guys?" Yeah, that's the sad
thing.
Are you
like me? I would pick up a crack pipe so fast. I'd just be like, oh, "Yeah, guess where this life's going? Straight in the toilet." Yeah, I'm your loser son, thanks.
Oh, my God.
And then, like, the dad is, like, it's, like, Massimo that's at Target,
which is,
like, great. But it's, like, your dad is Massimo, man. Like, just go be an entrepreneur if you don't want to go to college. Or not college isn't made for everybody.
Or go to a state school.
You've got money.
Something. Anywhere.
Build a business, lady. Like, do something.
Buy a hospital wing or a fucking.
Hospital. Yeah, buy a
library.
Hospital.
You know what I meant. Like.
I totally
you
saying.
Know how people at like Davis like donate wings to the hospital to get their kids into college or whatever. Like do that.
Okay. Yeah.
I say hospitals because I'm a nurse and I immediately go to medical
things.
Oh,
I didn't
Sorry,
know that.
Weird.
That's awesome.
I have a weird thing. My brain just doesn't work like other people's.
No. That makes sense.
I'm always Same. In the hospital. Always.
That's awesome. I didn't know that about you. That's awesome. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Nurses are great.
I people. Didn't have to have my parents buy my way in though.
Yeah. Yeah, that's well, tea. Most people don't.
Generally not, though.
But yeah, it's a little bit disheartening, isn't it?
It is a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. And then
ugly,
it made me think this might be controversial. But you know how there's the whole like Kylie Jenner billionaire thing?
Yeah.
Where mm-hmm. it's like, okay, she came from money.
Oh, yeah.
But she built like, you know, Kylie Jenner cosmetics empire, right? So now she actually has like an argument, right? Because you see kids like that do have money now, or they're like Massimo, Aunt Becky's, like your mom. But then they're like, okay, we're going to buy your way into everything. And they don't do shit with their money.
Just fun kids.
So kind of gives Kylie Jenner a little bit more of an argument.
Oh, yeah, cred.
I'm just saying.
Which is weird because none of us should be giving Kylie Jenner any more cred.
No. Right.
Like, I'm sorry. She's doing just
fine. But all this shit made her look a lot better.
It makes her look like she's doing something.
Hell
like
yeah.
She worked real hard.
Somehow she
I don't think she worked.
Good
I don't
job,
think
girl.
She worked that hard. I mean, she didn't. It wasn't like you or I like started a makeup company. Out of our garage, and we're
just picking out colors.
She's
not everybody could do that.
A huge amount of privilege,
you know, you're
and
like,
access to things,
right?
So she didn't have to struggle that much, but it does make her look like she struggled harder than these other kids.
It proves that you still have to do something.
You do have to do something.
Like you have to work, and it doesn't just happen.
You have to do something.
Yeah. Anyway, we're talking about Kylie, how did this happen?
I don't know.
We talked about Tinder dates,
rich people, man.
Kylie Jenner, you and our photography.
This is being on a podcast.
I know. I'm like, I need to stop talking.
How about we actually wrap this show up? What do you
think? Right.
That sounds
do
right.
you want to end the show on one of your originals?
I'll do an original because I can't remember the gentleman's name you were talking about, but you were like, his song about after he died was so great, and then I realized I sang Genuine's Pony earlier. Like, I need to do something more.
Well, while you're doing that, I will go ahead and for everybody here at the Worst Little Podcast, for Nick and Rory and Chewy, who are not here today, Nick, Rory and Chewy, for Rick in the back, and for Dimples, and for my lovely, awesome friends, Melanie and Lane, thank you guys so much for being here. Thank you for a journalism guy.
Yep. Thank you, Drew.
Thank you, Drew. Yeah, it's been a really, really awesome show, guys, and thanks for listening. Head to our Patreon if you support what we do. Life is short, and we love you.
And for anyone listening at home, Kim looks really pretty today.
Oh, thank
she
you.
Does. She does.
Little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
This is called By the Light of the Moon, and here we go. Well, it's such a dream when we're holding hands and we're walking down the street. But this is the end, 'cause you know that we are better off as friends. And I know that we can't do this anymore. And I know I need to let your love go. By the light of the moon, you took my soul. I'm lying tight 'cause I've been down this road before. By the light of the moon, remembered what you said. Now I'm left with these thoughts running through my head. With these thoughts running through my head. A shada na 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 na. And it's such a lie when you say you tried and you look me in my eyes. But let's not pretend, 'cause like a kite in the wind, we are bound to break and bend. And I know that we can't do this anymore. And I know I need to let your love go. By the light of the moon, you took my soul. I'm lying tight 'cause I've been down this road before. By the light of the moon, remembered what you said. Now I'm left with these thoughts running through my head. With these thoughts running through my head. A shada na 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 na. In my heart, in my mind, in my soul. All the time. In my heart, in my mind, in my soul. All the time. In my head. Oh, in my head. Whoa. By the light of the moon, you took my soul. I'm lying tight 'cause I've been down this road before. By the light of the moon, remembered what you said. Now I'm left with these thoughts running through my head. With these thoughts running through my head. A shada na 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 in my head. Hey! Thanks, guys.
I love having my picture taken.
It's DogWaterStudios.com, okay?
Model! Model!
What's a diaphragm?